G'day guys, it's Alan Kemp here once again coming at you from MC Studios, once again coming at you, delivering you a speech about solar panels, and today we're going to talk about Sharp solar panels. So a lot of people will be looking for Sharp solar panels reviews or what's going on, because Sharp have now entered the game. Sharp's now entered the Australian industry. They've been long gone to Hong Kong or wherever for years. I think they sold stuff initially here in the mid-2000s, because I think I've taken some real like 60-watt panels off a roof or something before. They used to make an inverter, the Sharp 1600-watt. Piece of shit that thing was. Replace a lot of them. But as for the panels, they've never really been around. Not since my time in doing this, and that's, you know, getting on to 12, 13 years now. Sharp panels have now made an entrance on the wholesalers' price list, which is a bit eyebrow-raising. And I thought, what's going on here? And what do we know about Sharp? It's a Japanese company, electronics company. What else do we know about it? It doesn't sit anywhere up there like Panasonic and Sony or anything like that. It's kind of like sits in its own lane. To be honest, I thought they were gone. Didn't hear anything of them or Sharp. You never. It's a big 1990s brand, I think, or in 80s even. But yeah, so let's get into it. So anyway, they're delivering panels now. Popped up. I said, what's going on here? Had a look at it. And which I'm going to sell, because the thing about it is the warranty on it is pretty good, because it's a Sharp warranty. So it's a 415-watt black frame panel. Sharp Australia knows about it in here, so it's all going through Sharp, properly done. I'll go through it all with you. I've done a little bit of a research on it before I press record here, so bear with me. But yeah, if you're considering a Sharp panel, the panel itself, let's have a look at it, shall we? All right, this is it here, the NUJC415B, the High Performer. Now, let's get into it. See this here, guaranteed positive tolerance, plus 5%, stock standard. See this here, bus bar technology, stock standard, half cut cell, been out for years now. It's a standard 415-watt half cut cell. That's the thing. Is Sharp making it? No. Not, I don't know that actually. But is Sharp getting it from China? Yes, it's been manufactured in China. It's got Sharp, to my knowledge, it's just a manufactured panel in China. Not sure if it's another solar company really making it and then OEM putting Sharp's red writing logo on top and go, boom, here it is, a Sharp panel. Probably that's what's happening, given the fact that it's a 415-watt half-cut panel. I've had a bit of a dig around. I couldn't find out what's going on. The other thing could be is Sharp has their own factory, actually, and they're just doing it in China. And they've been doing it behind the scenes even before they've hit Australia, because they've only just recently hit Australia. So they've been making these panels now for Chinese market, Japanese market, European market. They've sold a bit in America as well. So they're just now entering Australia at a decent price where they can make money and so put their name to it and do a good warranty job. And that's why I'd be more than happy to sell these, yeah. Because it's, you know, a brand that's got a bit of, you know, groundwork and stability behind it. So the thing about Sharp's story in the solar game, they've been 60 years in doing solar panels. I think they were like one of the first solar panel manufacturer, and that's the whole story, that they've had some Japs go over to China and suss out some factories and be like, oh yeah, this is good. Yeah, we will use this one and push out, and they're going to say, yeah, it's good. So Japanese love quality, you know what I mean? So you're going to trust that the story is the head honchos went over there and they've selected only the finest solar panels to have sharp, the proud Japanese name on it. So they're not going to serve you up rubbish. And they're going to warrant it for a full 25 years, which it says down here. What's the frame on it? I don't know, that's a bit strange. It doesn't tell you how wide it is. Oh, here it is, 30 mil. Oh, it's up here. Oh, I was looking at the pallet size. I was like, I thought they had a typer. Yeah, 30 mil frame. Some of them now, I believe, getting down to 25 and even thinner. But yeah, 20.7 kilogram panel. So if you look at this, these mechanical data here, and if you find another one in the market, another spec sheet that has identical works there, that's where you can find out who is manufacturing for Sharp, if someone is. All right, so what else have we said? So in late 2022, October 2022, about 12 months ago, on PVMagazine.com, they released a press release saying that their 410s are now 415s, which is what we're getting here in Australia. And we weren't selling them in Australia at that time, to my knowledge. So they've been sold, for commercial. This product is intended for applications in commercial and industrial projects. So it's probably been pumped out domestically in Japan a lot. They've been confident enough and they've sent it to here to Australia now. So Taeyang News have said that, yeah, this panel, which is what they were talking about in that article, was first manufactured January 26, 22. So it's nearly 2 years old, the panel. Or a year and a half old, so they haven't had any problems with that at the moment. They're selling it here in Australia. That's why companies such as ourselves are going to be more than willing to put Sharp on. Got the great warranty on it, Sharp, and the price point's pretty good. You've also got Sharp Australia, sharp.net.au/green energy here. They've marked three panels here for Australia. So to my knowledge, it's this one here in the middle, the 415B that we've got at the moment. And sharp.net.au already has that. They've written about that. Now, if we go up here, a little bit of information about Sharp. Let's go through it. Longest experience. This is because, like I said, Sharp were founded in 1912, so the company's over 110 years old. Huh, that's pretty good. That means your warranty, they're here for a long time, not just a good time. 1953 is when they were pumping out TVs heaps. As we know, that's where Sharp all come from. Then the solar beginning in 1959. So they've been involved with solar panels and solar power since 1959. They've been using their solar panels in space, lighthouses. They made the world's first solar-powered calculator. We all remember having one of those. And then it gets more goes forward to 2000, though, the world leader PV manufacturer. Now, solar was a lot different in year 2000. Only Japan and a little bit of other countries had solar. Australia definitely I don't remember seeing anything in 2000. Around 2005, I started to see some panels pop up here and there. But, totally different game 20 years ago. Then we move forward to 2019. They've put solar panels on EV cars. Probably slapped on a 50-watt panel or something. And then you move forward to 2020, where you've got the introduction of half-cell panels to our portfolio, bifacial introduction 2022. Nothing at all groundbreaking or riveting there. Now, here it is. This is where they've pumped out 1.1 gigawatt in America. Not bad. Europe, 4.5 gigawatt. So they actually sell these in Germany. Asia, only more than 1 gigawatt. And that's throughout Southeast Asia. It's not bad, like in Thailand and places like that. And then Japan itself, domestically, 9.6 gigawatt. Now, the to my knowledge, the Sharp Contact in Australia is probably the wholesaler selling the panels, or Sharp themselves, as you've seen on their website. They know about it. It's not like the Hyundais that were coming in. Oh, no, that's not really Hyundai. No, this is really Sharp. Yeah, that's not Hyundai's second company or anything. No, this is Sharp. So it's a Sharp product that you're buying. Solar subsidiary for Asia, I believe, is in Bangkok, Thailand. But they would definitely be, once Sharp starts moving a bit of volume here, they're gonna definitely going to have some stuff going on in Australia in terms of an office or a guy running it and, yeah, shopping it around to various other wholesalers. Because they've done a lot of work with it recently. It's a tier one product as well, I've seen on their data sheet. So they've been installing in solar farms with it. So, yeah, they've got the manufacturing capacity to pump it out here in Australia as well. So collaboration with Toyota. Now, we know Toyota doesn't muck around when it comes to quality, so that's anything to do with the factory that is making these panels for Australia and China. Well, you can't go too wrong at all, can you? Can you really? So whether or not it's Jap crap or not, it's not going to be, because it's made in China to begin with. So we make no claims that it's Japanese quality and made in Japan or anything like that. Sharp's just said we've got a very good panel and we're more than happy to throw a 25-year badge of warranty on it. 111th anniversary, there you go, last year. Tier 1, fully bankable, there you go. Tier 1 since 2018, actually. Like I said, they've been doing stuff in Japan and also Europe and a little bit in America. They're just ready to play in Australia, down under. There's more information about their half-cell panels that they're making. There it is, 25-year mono-perk product warranty. Sharp guarantees, Sharp Solar Solution Asia is your guarantor, place of jurisdiction, Australia. There's your warranty. Yeah, so it is Australia. But they'll be contacting Australia for those warranties. Should your solar retailing company go out of business or anything? All right, guys, so all this is all pretty stock standard stuff here that I'm scrolling through. Got a lot of it. Every solar panel manufacturer's got a lot. Sharp junction boxes. What have you done special here? Nothing's different to what I've seen of any other 415-watt panel so far. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I had a little bit of a look. I can't find who is manufacturing for them, if it is someone. But I'm sure whispers will come out in due time. If it is someone, like I said, it could very well be Sharp have set up their own manufacturing plant in China. They haven't said anything like that in here. But they could do that, like SMA did that with the inverters, just because SMA were making Sunny Boys inverters out of China. Doesn't mean that they'll rebadge. That was their own plant that they were doing for a while. So they could be doing the same thing. Just to keep costs down, they're doing it in China rather than Japan. But yeah, guys. Well, not much more I can see here that I can really project to. What's this? Sharp open offices. Sharp is rooted in Australia. There you go. Talks about Australia. So this is what you want to know. Sydney, Melbourne, they got offices. Approximately 70 staff throughout branches in New South Wales, ACT, Vic, and Queensland. They've been in Australia since 1971. So, there you go. Your warranty is, here it is. Andrew Cheng is your sales director with Australian mobile number and email address. There it is. Andrew Cheng's the dude that's selling he's the know-it-all man about these Sharp solar panels. So they've got a presence in Australia. We can clarify that. And we're, like I said, Queensland Solar and Lighting, more than happy to take on the Sharp solar panel. Thanks, guys.